I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
There is a scripture that a lot of people quote when they get into a conflict with someone, and that is one of the scriptures of the Sermon on the Mount that is found in Matthew 5. And it's Matthew 5:9, and sometimes people will quote in the middle of a difficult conflict with someone, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." And what I see in practice is that people use that to say, you know, I'm not going to ruffle any feathers, I'm not going to bring up the issue, I'm just going to be a peacemaker. But I think if we look at the conflict style of Jesus, we look and we see that he didn't appease people to make a point. He didn't accommodate people to make a point. He spoke the truth in love. And that is one of the steps. When we talk about the steps of dealing with a difficult conflict, that is one of the really important steps. And I remember Neil, that I remember hearing Rick Warren one time say, you know, you can't be right with God and wrong with people. And that really stuck with me. So there is a real issue in avoiding conflict. Conflict is a very normal and natural part of every single relationship. And what I want people to really grasp, and why I wrote this book, is because it's a life skill that we really need to master. But if you avoid conflict, there are a number of negative consequences, one of them being that people who avoid conflict actually live shortened lives compared to people who deal with conflict. So if you want to live a long life, this is a good thing to learn how to do. And plus, it's going to help you grow your relationships. If you don't deal with conflict well, your relationships can become destructive and actually won't grow in the type of intimacy and strong connections that we want with each other.
You know, so that's probably kind of a typical response, isn't it? You don't want to get on somebody's bad side.
Yeah.
We probably all felt that. So we do want to accommodate, but that doesn't last long term, does it?
It doesn't. And one of the things we know from the research, and there's a little section of this in the book, is that the reason that people avoid is because for the moment it feels really good. And then so you've kind of gotten the stress off of that, off your back. But then what the research shows is that the next day that stress comes back with a vengeance, because now you're living with the fact that you haven't addressed the issue and it continues to be ongoing. And so then again, that physical effect on the body, when the body is stressed because things are not right, they're not resolved. This is why the Bible is so clear about wanting us to reconcile with one another, because the God who made our bodies, our physical bodies, knows that when we're living with this tension or unforgiveness or anger, that it's only going to do damage to the body. And it also blocks our spiritual relationship when we're hanging on to anger and unforgiveness as well.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.